Thank you. We've heard quite a bit over the course of this conference about DT crops, DGT crops, and now we're talking about Ingenia and looking at the stewardship aspect of it, the efficacy and how it works. So I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about weed management stewardship of Ingenia herbicide on the crops. We know that there's a lot of resistance going on to glyphosate. There's, you know, over two-thirds of the country have some form of resistance, and there's 13 different species that have glyphosate resistance that are there, and which affects probably over 50% of the farmers in the row crop areas. So it's quite widespread, and obviously we need new modes of action, new sites of action to control it as we continue to control the weeds that growers are familiar with. And also, in addition to that, there's like 12 broadleaf weeds that have more than one mode of reaction that it's resistant to. 10 broadleaf weeds have two modes of sites of action they're resistant to, and two of them have three, so we see it continuing to grow. Even in grasses, we're seeing four grasses with more than one site of action of resistance, three with two sites of action, and one with three. So obviously, as time goes on, we're going to be more and more concerned about controlling of weeds and having the proper tools to do it. We have seen that with Ingenia through our research trials, being a dicamba product, that has worked really well. We anticipate that being fully registered in the first quarter of this year, following the registration of the DT crops that are coming on. And as you've heard, you know, this dicamba is a BATMA formulation. It's a active ingredient. It's been around for over 50 years that BASF has been working with and had some excellent broadleaf weed control experience with it. But it does add an additional site of action for control in season of DT cotton and DT soybeans that are soon to be registered. So we're excited about that, and we'll be using it as a tool for resistance management as well as broadleaf weed control. Spectrum of control of Ingenia is that it'll control over 190 different broadleaf weeds, and a lot of those are the ones that includes the ones that are resistant to glyphosate, including Palmer amaranth, some of the ragweeds, water hemp, morning gory that there's a lot of tolerance for, as well as marestail or horseweed, among others. In looking at the real stewardship message with Ingenia, we want to practice the best management practices. We're looking at providing effective control with Ingenia, and doing this, we're looking at controlling the smaller weeds, basically weeds that are 4 inches or less, because that's when they're most susceptible to be able to be controlled with Ingenia. And also using it not as a tool by itself, but as a tool in a program to control weeds with other residual herbicides and other tools that help also, and following sound agronomic practices. And in doing this, we'll focus on management weed resistance. There's a lot of cultural and management tools that we can also utilize, knowing that Ingenia is one of those tools that's very, very important as we go on in our cropping systems. One thing that we're looking at, of course, is the efficacy of Ingenia. We know that it works very well. Our key rate for Ingenia will be 12.8 ounces per acre. But, you know, there's always a tendency to use less rates. So this is a summary of some data looking at half the rate and two-thirds of the rate and seeing how it controls it. And we know that it will have some efficacy with lower rates, but usually not good enough control with it. So as we're seeing here at some of the lower rates for controlling of Palmer amaranth, it really breaks off at the low rates. Basically, we get a lot of consistency when we keep up to that full rate of 12.8 fluid ounces per acre to maximize its efficiency for control. And also, we're looking at the size of weeds. I mentioned earlier we're looking at controlling of the smaller weeds. We'll get some activity for controlling of most sizes of it. We've heard some presentations earlier today looking at 8 to 12 inch weeds or higher and had some efficacy, but it's much better when you control the smaller weeds. Those that are like 4 inches or smaller, we're going to get the greatest consistency of, and higher than 4 inches, we're going to start losing some of that weed control as they grow and expand. If we look at sequential programs or programs of Ingenia plus glufosinate, we're seeing that the two can work together very well. We've seen some, you know, by themselves, and they put a combination of glufosinate and Ingenia and see activity that's much greater. If we look at sequences of glufosinate followed by Engenia versus Engenia first between the two, we can see good control, but it seems to be better when you use Engenia first. And again, we're controlling those smaller weeds, and then if you apply it first, then follow up with glufosinate, you get better activity. And of course, we have other combinations with multi-mixes and all to provide good consistency. We did some studies looking at a trial design in the southeastern and delta part of the United States where we had basically the same treatments to determine the optimum timing for Engenia in a weed control program of DGT cotton. And looking at it, we're looking at residual herbicides for control, pre-emerge, followed by an early post-treatment, followed by a late post-treatment. And in these studies, the base treatment was Prowl H2O as a pre-treatment. Then it's followed by either glyphosate or glufosinate plus a residual. And then the third treatment would be glyphosate plus a residual. And we inserted Engenia at various different times in this treatment. And here are the results of some of these studies that we did. And if you look at the top set of bars, which are the green bars there, that was started basically with Prowl followed by a glyphosate plus a residual, followed by another shot of glyphosate and residual. And then we inserted Engenia at certain times throughout that process. And we basically see that Engenia worked very well, but particularly when it was applied on those early weeds during that early post-application. When applied later, if nothing else was applied before that point, before this treatment, the weeds, again, getting a little bit larger, so it kind of fell off a little bit. But overall, still very good control. In the second box of bars there, the blue bars, we switched the second treatment from glyphosate to glufosinate in that treatment. And again, we see that it does better. In fact, it does a little bit better than what we saw with glyphosate. But again, including Engenia with any of those treatments, we got excellent activity, very good control of the broadleaf weeds that were included in this study. And this was basically Palmer amaranth we're looking at, which obviously is the key driving weed that we're focused on with a lot of our weed control programs. If we look at small-seeded broadleaf weeds, and this is a study that's been done in the High Plains, and we've looking at consistency. And I think the biggest thing that we're looking at is not only residual control, but overlapping residual control. And here you see in the square there, the darker blocks, this is where we're seeing the greatest amount of consistency for control. Of course, we started with a residual herbicide like Prowl, followed by Engenia, followed by glyphosate. And as well as using the treatment just prior to that, where we're looking at a couple of different residuals for overlapping control. So overall, we're seeing a lot of consistency with Engenia, but we want to use it properly to get the best means of control and tying in as a tool with other herbicides. So in summary, what we're looking at with Engenia, we see that it has a tremendous fit as far as a weed control tool in DGT cotton, which will soon be registered. But it'll be an additional site of action herbicide that we can use not only in cotton and soybeans once they're registered. But a key thing is, as I've been mentioning, using it timely. Have a planned program, spraying it when the weeds are 4 inches or less, and using the full rates to avoid getting less than optimum control by using less rates. Using residual herbicides to help maximize that opportunity for control and having the overlapping control mechanism that we're looking for. In the resistance management aspect, we want to utilize a diverse weed control strategy as part of our agronomic program using tank mixes, and obviously we've used glufosinate and glyphosate, and both of them can work well. Overall, the glufosinate seemed to work even a little bit better than what we've seen to help supplement the control with Engenia. But there's also different means of chemical, cultural, mechanical, biological tactics that we can use and keeping up on knowing when fields need to be sprayed timely. And we all know that Palmer amaranth grows fast, so you got to be on top of it very timely to get that control that we want. And we're not talking about it here, but obviously the on-target application is very important, using the right nozzles. We heard about the TTI nozzles that we'll be recommending and using the boom height to the proper height as well as the wind speed. So we're excited about having Engenia come on board to be a tool in the weed management system that we'll soon have with DGT cotton as well as DG soybeans. Thank you. Do we have any questions?
Plenty of time for questions.
The question is, when do we expect Ingenia to be registered? The first step is getting the crops registered as far as the cotton and the soybeans is concerned. And that's anticipated to come, you know, within the first quarter of this year. And then soon after that, we anticipate that Ingenia will be registered. So, again, it should be within the first quarter of the year. It's still going under some reviews with the EPA and has to go to review, but we're very optimistic that that will happen. Especially the cotton this year, and we'll see about the soybeans a little bit later on with it coming in that regard.
Any other questions? Thank you, Al.
Thank you.